Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. This is the corner of the universe for those who are tired of working for the man and ready to be the man. Tired of people telling them what they're worth and ready to go out and get what they're worth. This is the podcast that's dedicated to the person that says, you know, I am worth more. I know what I can bring. I know the value I have. And dadgummit, I'm just not going to let someone else tell me what I'm worth. I'm going to go out and make what I'm worth. This is TerryWilson3.com. That's what we're about. We're here to help you discover, develop, and monetize. That's a fancy word for how to make money with the very things that you have on the inside of you. You know, God has given everyone a unique value. You can call it what you want. You can call it a gift. You can call it whatever your theological persuasions or lack thereof will allow you or afford you to call it. But God puts it inside of you. Your creator, you are created for, by, and for the purposes of greatness, I like to say. But you know, you're given talents. I like to use the word talent. You're given a talent, but it's up to you to develop a skill. And there's a distinction there. You know, you might have a talent for music. You might be able to tap your foot to the beat. You might be able to really appreciate the melodic structure of a song and really resonate with what's going on. You don't just listen to it, but you hear what's going on. That's all God-given. But it's skill set that says, oh, that's in 4-4 timing. That's in 6-8 timing. This is the different scales that are being used. This is how you use them and apply them. This is the different chord structure. In other words, you work out that music theory and you start developing a skill set. Well, you know, that same mindset, that same thought process applies in business. It applies in your personal life. You know, we have all been given something by our creator that's on the inside of us, but it's up to us to develop it, to make it happen, to make it work, and not sit back and just wait on the world to recognize our value and give it to us, but to actually develop it, sharpen it, and go out there and get it. Today, this is episode 381. I want to talk to you about the greatest financial investment you could ever make, the greatest financial investment you could ever make. You know, there's so many ways and so many places that you can invest your money. Well, matter of fact, one of the things I'm sort of toying along with here is, some stock options and stuff like that, and actually selling options, not buying them, but selling options. And I've really been investigating that, and it's very intriguing, but that's for another show. But, you know, there are so many ways. And, you know, I was taught, my Aunt Mary, years ago, I would, after school, go over and help them in their shop. They made these braided rugs, and they would allow me to do whatever I could do to earn lunch money and not ruin something. I would go over there and work. And one time we got the discussion came about, you know, about rich and poor people and rich and what does it take to be rich? And, you know, we were rich in love, but probably poor in finances coming up. You know, I never felt poor. All my needs were taken care of. I never missed a meal, had a roof over our head, you know, so I never considered us poor. But, you know, compared to probably other people, you know, it was normal for us. But looking back on it, you know, it's a rural area of Western North Carolina, you know, middle class, lower middle class people, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I got talking one time. I said, you know, what's the difference between and what makes one person and what is rich? I mean, when is it okay? This person has $100 and they're poor, but this person has $120 and now they're rich. I mean, what's the number? I was trying to figure out. What's the magic number you have to get to be considered rich? That was my question. I was just, you know, what is it? You know, because, you know, everybody's perception is different. You know, for the guy living under a bridge, if he meets someone with $50, that person's rich, right? So it's all a matter of perception. So I was just trying to figure out, you know, what is the, what's the common thought process of who's rich and who's not, you know, what, you know, cause I was always like, what I need to shoot for. I've always been goal oriented. And, that was the first time I heard the old adage, the old saw, well, the wealthy, when you become rich, when you have money working for you rather than you working for money. And that stuck with me because I had to let that just sort of rattle around in my head for a moment. I was like, what are you talking about? And the conversation was, well, you know, working class people and poorer people really have to work for everything they get. And that's how most people are. I mean, that's 99% of the world. That's what it is. You work for your money. If you, man, don't work, you don't eat, right? You work for it. But when you get to the point where your money is working for you and bringing you greater income, that's when you can consider yourself more of a wealthy. And that's how wealth is created. So that whole concept of having an asset that provides for you rather than you having to go out and struggle and strife and try to gain assets and income and things that you need. That was when that first thought process is a little, I guess I was only 10 years old at the time, you know, trying to figure out what's rich. What's rich, Aunt Mary? How much do you have to have to be rich? And I was expecting a number to be given out and more of a business philosophy that the first time I heard it, and it still rings true today. You know, there's 10 types of investments that you can make. There's more than that, but the most popular ones is, of course, stocks. People know about that. Bonds, you know, it's basically where you're loaning the government money. Mutual funds, which is a diverse pool of different stock funds. ETFs or exchange traded funds are similar to mutual funds in that they are a collection of investments that track the market index. But unlike mutual funds, which are purchased through a fund company, ETFs are bought and sold on the stock market. So you have those certificate of deposits or CDs. You can get those from the bank. Those are sort of guaranteed type low risk investments. But of course, the payout on them, you know, what you get in interest is, you know, sort of congruent or, you know, with the low risk, so low return on that. Of those, and options is the one that I've really been looking at, not on the buying side, but the selling side. An option is somewhat more complicated way to buy a stock. When you buy an option, you're purchasing the ability to buy or sell an asset at a certain price at a given time. There are two types of options: call options, of course, and put options for selling. The risk of an option is that the stock will decrease in value. If the stock decreases from initial price, you lose your money. Options are highly advanced investing techniques, and you must get approved to participate in options market. So, but that's something that's always intrigued me. Annuities, I used to sell a ton of annuities, and that's underwritten by insurance companies, and you've got those. Of course, the new kid on the block is cryptocurrencies. You have that out there. That's a whole new category of investments, and really, I don't know if you consider those, monetary, tools or not. I'm not sophisticated enough in those to understand it, but you got those, you got commodities, you got the bottom line, real estate and things of that nature. So, you know, those are probably the top 10 that people think of when you think of investing. But there's one that's not on this list that, this list is produced by Forbes. That the top 10 investment tools and products that people use to try to gain wealth. But there's one on here that I would tell you is the greatest financial investment you can make. And it's going to have a direct impact on how you enjoy your life, how you spend your life, what you do in your life, what you earn in your life, how much time you invest in working and not working and all that. And so we get back right after this, I want to talk to you about what is this mystery investment that I'm talking about. because I think it's the greatest investment that most people just sort of don't think about. They just, you know, early on in your life or in your college days, you might consider it more, but then you just sort of settle into it and you take what you've been given. And I want to address that because it is. It's the top investment you could ever make. And if you don't make it right, you're going to be miserable the rest of your life. You know, unless you have the ability to get in front of the people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is that you offer, you don't have a business, you've got a hobby. And that's why I want to give you a free training on how you can generate as many leads as you want by the click of a button. Now, that sounds easy, and I know it, and I'm trying to make it sound easy, because it is once you learn how to program the stuff behind that button. But we'll show you how to do that. No worries, no hurries. Go to leadsbyterry.com right now. That's leadsbyterry.com, and I'll give you a free training right now on how you can start generating leads for your business. Are you in insurance, real estate, direct sales, restaurant, retail, and you need more people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you sell? Then go to leadsbyterry.com. That's leadsbyterry.com. So how would you like to put your income on autopilot? You know, you've heard several online marketing gurus say the loot is in the list. And it is true. Email marketing done correctly will amass you thousands, if not millions of dollars. Part of my affiliate CPA and referral marketing business that I do, that I bring in thousands of dollars a week, is done by email marketing. But if you're just starting out, which systems do you use? What script do you use? How do you even get emails? All of those things make it tough when you're first getting started. So go over to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. I wrote an ebook called The $1 Million Email Marketing System. And it's a book, and it's also video formulas and things there that's going to illustrate exactly what to use, how to use it, where to go to get certain emails that you need, how to present those emails when you send them out. Everything you need to do to start your own email marketing business and bringing that in as part of your strategy on how to make money, you can get by going to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. That's terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. All right. So what is this mystery investment that I speak of? Well, many of you probably already know, because that's what I advocate just about every time, all the time, on every show I do, because I am an evangelist for entrepreneurialism, and so it has to do with that. But I would argue the greatest investment you could ever make is anything that would advance your career. That means developing new skill sets, new education, new tools, anything you can do to grow as a person, personal development, professional development. That every penny you put in, I would tell you, you're going to get $100 back. Think about it. Your ability to do anything well is going to have a direct impact on how much you make and the jobs that you're going to be able to perform. And at the end of the day, studies after studies after studies show what you do for a living is what you're going to do the majority of your life. You're going to spend the majority of your life at that workplace with those people doing whatever it is you do. And if employment or if working or if your career takes up 75% of your life, then why are you only giving it 10%, 20% thought? I think it should be at the forefront of everybody's mind all the time of how can I better improve myself, grow myself so that I can demand a higher rate of return on the services I provide. on the things that I do. I am amazed. One of the biggest objections that we get when we're talking to people about considering and not necessarily working with us, doing whatever. If you're an insurance guy, do insurance. If you're a real estate guy, do, or girl, do real estate. You do you, whatever it is. We're not saying you that we're the only means to start flexing your entrepreneurial muscles. We're just saying, and I'm just saying, that you need to be in some sort of vein where you have control of what you earn. And one of the biggest objections you will always hear is, well, I don't pay to work, Terry. And all of these biz ops, all these entrepreneurial things, man, you have to buy something, you have to pay for something. I don't pay to work. Really? Let's unpack that. The job you have now, are you driving to it? Did they provide the car? Did they put the gas in? Did they pay the insurance for that car for you to get there? Do they pay for the clothes on your back? Did they pay for whatever technical training or professional training or college degree that was needed or required to fulfill that position? Did they pay for that? Do they pay for your housing so that you can go home and rest and get well to come back the next day and perform the task? My friend, there's not a job out there that you don't have to invest in. The difference is you're investing in someone else's business. Anytime I hear that objection, there's a lot of objections. There's some really intelligent, honest objections to going into entrepreneurialism. Let me give you one. Right now, I'm not a place in my life where I can stand to risk anything. I need a guarantee. And if that means working for someone else and making them wealthy, as long as they provide me a guarantee for a season here in my life, that's what I need to do. Let me tell you, friend, that's what you need to do. That is an honest objection. I had a guy yesterday, man. He got so irritated with us. And he called everybody from Congress to the Pope, you know. But we stand behind our decision. And here's what happened. He sends in an email. Terry, I'm desperate. I'm living out of a car. I need something now. I want to do your program. I'm an entrepreneur. I need this now. And so my response was, that's great. Here's what we do. Let's get you a guaranteed gig right now. Let us help you do that. At the same time, we will give you an affiliate position with our business to where you have resale rights to our business. So as you meet people, as you're out there hustling, and because we don't want to turn anybody away, but that way you don't have to buy anything. You're not having to pay for anything. Let us get you an hour. Let's get you back up. Let's get you financially whole and healthy. And then he came back. No. I want to be one of your trainers. And then we said, well, that's the investment. And if you're living out of your car right now, you don't have that. Well, no, I was hoping you would give it to me. Well, no, it's not given to me the assets that we have to convey to you. And it wouldn't help you anyway right now, because you have to be able to invest not only initially, but there's some other things. You got to have time. You got to have resources. And you're just not at a place right now that that's right for you. And boy, he just got all twisted up. But see, I was giving him his honest objection, which is, this isn't the thing for me right now. But he wasn't taking it. That's an honest objection. What's not an honest objection is you get the opportunity to go into the insurance business. And to get into that business, you have to be licensed and you have to be appointed by a carrier and you have to have background checks and you have to have all that. When it's all said and done, depending on the state, depending on the appointment, depending on the credentialing, it could cost you anywhere as little as $500 up to $2,500. And then you go, oh, I don't pay to work. Well, then you don't sell insurance, my friend, because the state requires you to be educated and licensed and to pass an exam. And companies require, so that they don't get in trouble with the feds, that you pass a background check. and all of this. And those are real expenses, and they're not going to cover those expenses. Most of them won't. Some will. And the ones that will start you out at a very, very low salary, and you have to be controlled. Your business is what's called controlled business, and you're under the wraps for 2 years. So you just gave up a ton. What you saved in $500 to $2,500, you just gave up in thousands of dollars on the back end. So you still paid for it. The point is that the greatest investment you're going to make is in your professional life, because it's going to have a direct impact in your personal life. I would argue that I enjoy my personal life on a level that I can only say is just absolutely a blessing, to be able to take time with my children and go a month at a time out on the road and RV trips, to take my wife to out of the country for weeks on end. These are very enriching things that happen in my personal life that is a direct result of professional investments. I'm able to make personal investments because I was initially able to make professional investments and willing to. See, this guy living in a car, what he ought to do is go out, make some money, keep living in your car, but making money, stow away some cash. Because here's the other thing. How are you going to do an online business, coaching business, if you're living out of your car, you don't have a computer, you don't have Wi-Fi, you don't have a quiet place to work with a phone, you don't have a good office environment? I mean, there's no way. Get healthy. I mean, don't be silly. But we live in a world today where everyone wants to give up an excuse. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that will just keep you poor is excuses. You know what keeps me fat? Excuses. I give myself excuses. What keeps all of us from going to the levels that we are called to do, that going to the levels that we can do, we're equipped to do, what keeps us all in the status quo is the excuses we give ourselves. I produced a little 12-minute video the other day. I'm going to link it to this podcast as well. But I would encourage anyone. I heard this on vacation last week, and it was one of the most profound little stories and illustrations that I have ever heard. It's so simple that most people miss it. It's so simple that some people would roll their eyes at it, but it is so powerful in what it will do for you. And it's this little story about this retired gentleman that had a pretty sizable backyard that got tired of constantly having people and hiring people out. He wanted to do things around his house because he was in his retirement years, and all his life he was so busy as a professional. He's constantly, sort of like I am. Of course, I don't think I'll ever want to work in my yard, but to each his own. That was one of the things he wanted to do in retirement, was work in his yard. And he saw this tree in his backyard that needed to be cut down because he was going to be putting up some fencing and stuff like that. And rather than hire someone, he just decided to do it himself. But instead of being in a hurry and wearing himself out, because he wasn't in the greatest physical health, he goes out, and the story goes, it's just a metaphor, but he takes an axe and he swings at that tree, and he gives it five swings a day, concentrating on that same spot in that tree. And he just does five a day. Every day he gets up, he hits that tree five times with that axe in the same spot. And then eventually the tree falls. Well, the story is supposed to represent the five action steps that anyone has to do to be successful. And I lay that out in the training, and just real quickly, if you don't watch the training, it's basically this. If you want to be successful, you have to have a tool for success. He went and took an axe. He didn't go out with a ball bat. He didn't go out with a hammer. He didn't go out with a wiffle ball and throw it at. He went out with an axe. So many people are not successful because they don't have the tools for success. And like this gentleman that was making the excuse, well, I don't pay to work. Well, you don't pay for tools that you need to perform a particular job to grow and to be able to do more. And so therefore you will stay where you're at, because people that are successful have the tools that are required to be successful. So action step number one, if you want to achieve anything in life, you have to have the tools, and you have to have the right tools, not just any tool. You know, a lot of times people, and here's the thing, the reason why you'll hear that if you're out in the opportunity space, if you're an insurance guy recruiting for your insurance agency, or you're a real estate guy, or maybe you're in network marketing or MLMs or whatever, if you've got any sales organization and you're recruiting people into it, one of the reasons why you will hear that objection from people is because, quite frankly, they have tried something before, and statistically speaking, they have failed. And now they have made a judgment on entrepreneurialism or opportunity or the insurance business or the real estate business or the MLM business or network marketing business or direct sales business or whatever business you're in. They've tried it or tried something similar. They wasn't successful. And then they've just decided, well, it's a scam. It's a gimmick. It's a game. I don't pay to work. Anytime someone asks me to invest in something to try to do a job, that's a red flag. I had a guy post a video because he came through one of our sales funnels from one of our reps. And the guy was told, you know, we have this free offer. He decided to invest in the trainer side, which is, there is an investment there where he could have gone and got an hourly salary opportunity that we recruit for. He could have gotten one of our commission based jobs, our sales affiliate position, which doesn't cost anything. He was offered all those, but no, he decided after looking at the material, I want to make the big bucks. I want to do what this person's doing. I want the tools. And then he invested in tools, wasn't successful. And now, you know, he's upset. Well, it's a gimmick. It's a game. It's a scam. And that's how most people, they have to give themselves a rationale, a reason for their failure, because it's painful. It's painful to look inward and say, okay, the reason I wasn't successful is because of something I did. See, one of the biggest rationales that we all do, and John Maxwell alludes to it in his book, 21 Irrefutable Laws, is we try to develop this loser's limp. I've got to come up with some rationale, some excuse of why I failed, so I don't have to deal with the pain and the hurt feelings and the emotional turmoil that facing myself, facing my own demons, facing my own shortcomings will inevitably cause if I look inward and start doing that. Because as long as I can say it's McDonald's fault that I'm fat, then I don't have to change. But the moment I say, you know, I can choose to go to Subway and eat more healthy, I can choose to do this and exercise and be more healthy, the minute I start doing that, well, I've put myself on notice, and I'm the one that has to start making changes. And a lot of people just don't want to do that because it's work. It's a job. And so when you're talking to people, that big excuse number one, well, I don't pay to work, is because they're in this mode, this mentality. They've convinced themselves that anything that costs anything, is just not legit. Well, what you have to do is just question that logic. Let's think about that. Where do you work? And I always give the illustration. I've got two children that work at Chick-fil-A now, and both of them had to come off the hip by the time they bought their shoes or uniform and everything they needed. They had to spend a couple $100 to go make minimum wage. You know, so it just, you know, and what we charge is just a few $100 more than that to start making thousands of dollars potentially a day if you execute on the strategies we give in some of our training. So it's just the mindset of people is just keeping them broke. But those five action steps, that story was he had the right tool, he had that axe. And number two, and this is a big one, he went out every day and he used the tool. You know, if you're recruiting into the business, one of the things that you're going to have to work on your new recruits really quick, really upfront, getting them in this mindset is use the tools I've given you. Use the tools I've given you. Use these tools. Use it. The reason is because I don't know why. I've been doing this for 11 years. I say it on all of our live podcasts, our webinars. You'll hear me say it all the time. You know, what we offer is not a genie in a bottle. It's not a get rich quick scheme. It's a tool. You have to use the tool or you won't be successful. So many people, I cannot tell you, will buy a $3,000 marketing system training package and all of that and then do nothing with it. And then a month later, mad at us because they're not wealthy. And you go in and they've watched very little training. They've done very little of the exercises or program. They've done nothing to start doing the activity that you need to do to start building your business and growing a business and making money in whatever business you go in. And it's just amazing. It's like, what? It's not enough to have a tool. You've got to use it. So in this little metaphor, he had to have a tool for success and he had to have the right tool. He had to use the tool. Number three, he had to stay focused and hit the same spot in that tree every day to eventually see it fall. The shiny object syndrome is a big thing. How many times have you recruited someone in a business and you've got them on the fastest track to success and then they get distracted over here by this or distracted over here by that? It happens all the time. So one of the things you've got to do when you're bringing new people on in a business, when you're bringing new people, whether you're doing insurance, I work with a lot of our insurance guys and I'll tell them, listen, I know that in your agency, you guys sell life, you sell health, you sell all of these different types of insurance products. But if you want to do well by your new recruits, you give them about two different types of insurance plans to sell and you help direct them in who buys those plans and let them sell nothing else but those plans. People need they need blinders. Because left to their own devices, what happens is, I tried it a couple of times and I failed. Man, this is hard. Oh, over there, there's this product over here. And it looks so much, let me try that. And then they are off to trying to sell something else, another product line, another whatever. This is backed up by data that's been out for years. You know, the average opportunity seeker, they say, will try three different businesses over a year's period and not be successful, by the way, in any of them. Why? Because they tried this one. And as soon as they hit some of that resistance, well, they fall away. So if you'll notice in the story, he hit that same spot every day. He was focused. And number four, he was consistent. He went out every day. He didn't take, okay, I'm going to take some time off. Oh, I'm sick. I'm not feeling good. I'm just going to, you know, even though he didn't see that tree falling, he was out there every day, hitting that same spot every day. He was consistent. And finally, in fifth, he was persistent. He didn't stop until the tree fell. And I always tell people, do not quit until you win. And I said, well, when do I win? When you start seeing your success come. When you start seeing your goals realized, when you start building a steady income stream, then you can pivot and move to something else. Stay focused, follow one course until successful. But like I said, these five principles, I know to most people, they're rolling their eyes and that, God, this is so simple. Yeah, it's easy to say. But trust me, after dealing with thousands of people over 11 years, you'd be amazed. The ones I see take off and are successful is because they have these five actions going on in their business. They're doing this. They've got a tool for success. They're using the tool. They're not just having it on a shelf and saying, hey, look, I got this software. Or I got this system. Or I got this training. Or I bought this book. No, I bought and I'm using it. And here's what I'm doing with it. And I'm doing it this way every day. I'm staying right here until I start ramping up my conversions. I'm doing it every day. I'm consistent and I don't quit until I hit this point. I'm telling you, it sounds simple, but it's hard in practice because you're going to run in. And I love what one of our members, Chris Miller, said on the blog post on what I posted. He says, your persistence will always break through your resistance. The only way to break through your resistance is stay persistent. Persistency is so powerful, but it's so hard. That's why you got to stay motivated. That's why you got to continue to listen to podcasts like this, listen to other podcasts, you know, whatever voice, whatever delivery works for you. You know, sometimes I'll listen to this guy for a little bit and then I'll break away and listen to this guy. And I try to listen to a diverse group of people from different backgrounds and in different perspectives. Why? Because I'm trying to grow. And you've got to do that. I love what Zig Ziglar said one time because someone was criticizing. Well, you know, motivation doesn't last. And they were talking about, well, you know, it's a waste of time to invest in tapes and books and resources to get motivated because it just don't last. And he said, well, that's interesting. Do you ever stop taking a shower or a bath? Because they don't last. See, you know, like the good book says, it's the washing of the mind with the word. You know, it's these positive thinking and these positive affirmations and these positive way of doing business and this constant working on my mindset and constantly working on my attitude and constantly, you know, thinking of better things and higher things and constantly trying to develop myself and constantly trying to develop better skill sets to be able to create more value in what I'm doing. It's these things that bring greater growth in my life. And if I don't do it, I won't have it. And so many people are stuck on the sidelines of life. They're just stuck there looking at other people, judging other people, saying, well, you know, it's easy for the top 2%. Oh, give me a break. I told someone the other day, say, you know, if you would spend as much time and energy in trying to be wealthy rather than trying to criticize wealth, you might find that you could do that. Because listen, if this old boy from rural areas of the South with limited education and opportunities can find success, then I just don't have a lot of patience with people that try to make excuses for why they can't. I can't tell you how many people that are worse off than I had it worse because I didn't have it bad. You know, I wasn't raised with a silver spoon in my mouth, all I'm saying. I've met so many people in our business, and I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but with horrific backgrounds, things that happen to them that I don't see how they get out of bed and face the day type things. They are living their best life because they made a choice. They made a choice. I love that passage. It says, as far as me and my house, this is the way we roll. Of course, the pastor said we will serve the Lord, but I converted it a little bit for the masses here. And you can apply that. You've got to make it as far as what I do in my world, my sphere of influence. This is the way we're going to do things. Until you get that resolve and you become that intentional about your life, about your business, about your daily activities, about all of these other things, until you understand that the greatest financial investment you'll ever make is in your career. And that means your personal development, your professional growth, the skill sets it takes to perform the tasks you need to do in your business. Until that's a constant reality, then you're going to give yourself the space it's required to continue to make excuses for why I am where I'm at and make excuses and give yourself the pass. Well, the status quo must be my lot in life. This is the way it's going to be. And I'm just going to sit here and, you know, suck it up. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because trust me, folks, you are worth more. You can do more. You can enjoy more. You can experience more. You can have more. But it requires you opening your mind, you opening your heart, you opening your perspective that it's worth the time, the effort, the heartache that trying and failing is going to bring, because you are going to try and fail from time to time. But it's worth it. We'll be back right after this. Let me ask you a serious question. Do you know what your unique value is? That thing that sets you apart from everyone else in your business. You know where to go and how to find it. If you said no, I want to encourage you. Get my new book, You Are Worth More. You can go over to youareworthmorebook.com and it goes into what your unique value is, where and what it is, the imperative for you to win and acquire more out of life, how to increase your income by using these unique values that you have, a way to scale and increase your impact, both personally personally and professionally, how others are succeeding in spite of perceived limitations, how to tap into your creative genius, actionable steps to earn unlimited income, and ways to leverage tools to increase your productivity. That's all the things you're going to learn in a very informative, inspiring, and illustrative way. If you go over to youareworthmorebook.com, youareworthmorebook.com. Hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say. You are worth more. In the moment, the very moment you start believing it and receiving it, you'll start acting upon it and you will start having it. So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes six encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. That's terrywilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot. Well, this has been episode 381. I hope you've enjoyed this. We're going to be live this coming Monday night at 9 p.m. here in the TW3 studios. We'd love to have you with us. If you want to join our live podcast, all you have to do, you can do a couple things. You can go to my website and just sign up there. Or you can text the word TW3 podcast. You can text it to the number 38470. And if you were on the old list, you'll have to re-sign up because we had to use a different service. The service we were using was the Remind app. And there were some things that they did that we just couldn't go. Well, basically, they capped it off at 500 people. We've got over 3,000 people just on our podcast list that we were sending out. So we had to sort of start all over there on our text list. So we couldn't facilitate that limitation they were putting on us. So we started all over and we've already surpassed what we had on the list before. So, but if you want to be on it, what we do is we text you the actual link to the podcast, and then you can come out, you can join the chat. A lot of times people will ask, well, is anyone else making money than Terry with TW3? Well, you can sit there and a lot of times you'll see them in the chat. And a lot of times I'll have them on the show. And you'll hear from people that are making 5, 6, 10 grand a week using our tools, growing their own business. Some of them are reselling our tools. Some of them are just using our tools to resell and promote their own businesses, products, and services. So, at the end of the day, our platform is a lead generation marketing tool. And, of course, once you have it, we allow you to resell it and train other people on it. So it's sort of a business opportunity in that aspect. But for about 60% of our membership that have our tools and stuff, they don't even resell it. They just use it. So we tell you, if you want to start with us and then evolve into other things, you're more than welcome to do that. We have ways that you can make money with our tools without ever selling anything, just using what we call our RMP, our referral marketing products and packages. From our different RMPs, our referral marketing partners, and they will allow you to do that. Hey, I did want to bring up, we've been running a call center here at TW3 for 11 years now, and the company we use is Ring Central, and I just want to give a special shout out to them and tell any of our listeners and even members, if you want 40% off on Ring Central to set up for your own cloud-based phone service, and even you could start your own call center like we did, we use Ring Central. It's very affordable. I think you can get it for as low as $15 a month with our discount. Just go over to terrywilson3.com/ringcentral, terrywilson3.com/ringcentral, and you can get a 30-day free trial and 40% off on your on your usage there. So that is cool. So like I said, we'll be in the studio, let's see here, August the 26th at 9 p.m. I'll be in with our panel. We'll be taking your questions. We'll be talking about entrepreneurialism again. If you want to join that list, make sure you go over to TerryWilson3.com. Go text the word TW3 podcast to 384-7-0, 384-7-0, and that will be episode 382 that we'll be doing Monday at 9 p.m. And we'll be taking your questions as well there. Thank all of you for all of the great feedback we're getting off the book. You Are Worth More. If you haven't got this book, you can buy it directly from my site over at TerryWilson3.com. Just go over there and you can get the You Are Worth More book. And if you buy it through my site, I'll send you out a signed copy. Of course, you can get it from Amazon and you can get the Kindle version from Amazon as well. If you like digital versions better than paperback versions, then that's fine. It's a great read. It's an easy read. It's about 160 pages. And let's see here. How many chapters have I got in here? I have to look that up. 8 chapters, 9 chapters. No, I got 17 chapters, but they go by fast. And I'm talking about things about the case for your greatness. So there's mindset stuff in here and there's also practical, tools that you can do and action steps that you can do to grow your business. And so everything from negotiating to understanding how to recruit better and how to coach better and recruit the right types of people and how to coach them and all those things. And there's just a lot of good stuff. I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years, entrepreneurialism, and doing this business here for 11, going on, just past 11 years. And so all the lessons I've learned, what works, what doesn't work, and what's working now, I've got it in there. I think it would be well worth your investment to get it shipped out, buy the book and get it shipped. It's like $20, but you can go over to Amazon and get it there as well. But if you buy it from us, I give you a signed copy and all that as well. So, but guys, thank you. This has been Terry Wilson, TerryWilson3.com. This has been episode 381. And we will be back in the studio this coming Monday night at 9 p.m. Hope you can join us. Until next time, see you later.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay. God, what a privilege. I mean...